And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Larry Emder. We're going to help you get well and stay well, live well and look fabulous. And we know that's true because Michelle Bridges dances when the opening theme song
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Gerald.
Hello, Gerald.
Good morning, Michelle. I'm dancing because I love the sound of that music. That song just gets me going.
I bop.
You're bopping.
I'm bopping, yes.
I wish Dancing with the Stars was still on because you two would be great there as long as they were playing that song.
That song. That's right.
Now, Gerald, we've got some great news. Alex Kirchner, 14 years old, he was on the show about, two or three weeks ago.
Yes.
And he was off to compete at the Deaflympics in Samsung, Turkey.
Yes.
And we've got an update. And what an impressive young man he was.
He was very impressive when we spoke to him. 11 o'clock to say, I'm back. Please pass on to Larry my thanks for the chat we had 3 weeks ago about deaf people competing at the highest level, and particularly for Chemist Warehouse, who were great sponsors of the Australian team, and they had their emblem on their team shirts when they wherever they were. And I've seen some of the photos that were sent back. So, Alex, personally, he qualified in, he's a backstroker, and qualified in three finals, swimming against grown-up people, and swam personal best all the way through. So well done, Alex. Welcome home.
Terrific.
And well done, the Australian team.
Terrific. And very proud, on behalf of Chemist Warehouse to be associated with
great
that.
Sponsorship.
Such a great event. Now, Michelle Bridges, an article in the Telegraph today, Lift Big for a Better Brain. It says something like this. There's a reason you feel sharp as a tack after a workout. You would have been telling people this for a long time, Michelle.
Larry, I've been telling you this for ages. Come on.
It's regular exercise actually changes your brain, so it's better at thinking and concentrating. Your memory increases. And there's this new study, researchers from the University of Eastern Finland. We haven't heard much from the University of Eastern Finland of late, but they've discovered that those brain-boosting powers aren't temporary. They stay with us into old age. The study of around 340 men and women. Here's the thing, the average age of 66. So we're not talking about, exercising all the time. And a lot of our, older listeners would think, well, that's not for me. They're talking about other people to go to the gym and lift weights. But the average age of this research, 66, found that those who showed greater muscle strength during a series of upper and lower body exercises were also best receiving, storing, processing, and using information.
It's
true.
It's absolutely true.
What you've been saying for a long time.
I've been saying this for so long. And, it's not just for young people. It's for all people. Mm. And the great thing about exercise is that it makes a difference immediately. There's a science called epigenetics, which tells us that as soon as you do something, there's an immediate impact. So for those of us that are going, oh, well, it's too late for me. No, it's not. It's absolutely not. I love this study. I think it's fantastic. And anybody that's been a regular exerciser or had exercise in their life, they know they always feel better.
Concentration
levels, brain levels, confidence levels, attitude levels.
Do you see people, Michelle, who come to you at 50, 55, 60, 65 and go, I haven't exercised, but I'm ready to start now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And look, any age is a good age. Any time is a good time. You can always make an impact and a positive difference to your mechanics, but also your brain.
And Gerald, what's really important here is that you know your body. You understand your strengths and your weaknesses. We're not saying go out today and do 100 push-ups.
No. It's just keeping moving. And mind you, I think, Larry, you implied that 66 was old.
On behalf of all of us who are
around that sort of, there's been a flood of emails come in saying, what?
I didn't say that, did I?
We
went close, Michelle.
Reading into this too much, Gerald. Yeah.
Here's a quote from Jack LaLanne, who's 96 years old, I found yesterday. People don't die of old age. They die of inactivity.
Well, I would have to agree with that, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I look at my mom. She started exercising when she was 56, and she's never looked back. She's now 70, and she's still doing weights, still going to the gym.
Yeah, feeling
and it
good.
Keeps her really social as well, and it keeps her strong.
Yeah.
And even, Michelle, if it's something simple, just like walking in a group and chatting to people, you've got the physical activity, the emotional activity, the social connection, the feel good at the coffee at the end, all of those things. And it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do something.
True? Agreed.
Good stuff. That is a good start to the House of Wellness today. Now, Gerald, quickly, of course, also taking your calls today on 131-873. That's 131-873. Gerald, today we're talking through the confusion around prebiotic, probiotic and antibiotic.
There's a whole group of them, and we'll very briefly touch on the role and the interaction between each of those three so we get straight in our mind what effect each of those things has, Larry, because we're learning it all goes back to that gut microbiome, all that 1.5 kilogram of bacteria sitting in our tummy that basically determine who we are and what we are.
Okay. Also today on the House of Wellness, we'll be talking to Dr. Chris Hayes in just a few moments, in fact, about National Pain Week. An estimated 20% or 1 in 5 Australians suffer from chronic pain. We're going to find out how pain management has changed over the years and the sorts of treatment now available. We'll also be discussing menopause and the best way to manage that. And the Zipped Man fragrance search is on. Zipped Man is looking for the face of that fragrance. We're going to tell you what the judges are looking for. And, Gerald, how you can enter.
Well, I was going to apply, Larry, and I thought I could not compete with you. We want someone who's active, health conscious, thoughtful, fit, loves life, leads by example. Now
I'm just waiting for you to say something that applies to me.
That really is the ideal man to which we all strive to be.
That's you, Larry. We need to put you in.
Yep, and you can only enter once. I know you like to enter these things 50 times.
Oh, many times.
Only one
under
all your sin names.
Under all my Facebook names, I'd like to enter all of those.
No, you can't.
All right, all of that ahead for us. 131-873 is the number for Gerald to answer your questions. All our callers today go into the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. 131-873. Thanks for joining us on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
So Michelle Bridges listens to me read the Resveratrol ad and looking at my dry hands and says, "That's what you need." How long did you go to medical school for?
Saying this with love, Larry.
I think he's more interested in the resveratrol content of red wine, actually.
I was going to say, well, grapes are good. Mm. All right, well, thank you, Dr. Michelle Bridges.
Yes, no problem.
Well, all this week it's been National Pain Week, and with chronic pain being Australia and the world's fastest growing medical condition, we thought we should find out a bit more about chronic pain and how it can be managed. Dr. Chris Hayes is from the Hunter Integrated Pain Service. He specialises in pain management, and he joins us this morning. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
We're talking through those statistics at the top of the show. Talk us through how common chronic pain is now in Australia.
About 1 in 5 Australians have chronic pain, which is pain that goes on for 3 months or more, and then it gets more common as we get older, unfortunately. So by the time we're 65 plus, 1 in 3 Australians will have chronic pain.
Hi, Dr. Hayes. It's Michelle here. I find this such an interesting topic. I have a friend of mine who's doing a thesis at university on pain. And a lot of his thoughts and discussions around it is how we think around pain. I'd love to hear more about your thoughts around that.
Yeah, a lot of it goes now in the science to the role of the brain and the nervous system, which then crosses again into thinking about pain. But I suppose the old-fashioned way of looking at it is that if someone has back pain or an arthritis-related pain in the knee, for example, it's just about the site where they feel the pain. But a lot of the new research is saying that it's equally much about the brain's interpretation of what's happening in the body, and part of that is the thought process behind it. So, yeah, it's an interesting interweaving of brain interpretation, nervous system response, as well as what is actually happening in the tissues themselves where the person is experiencing the pain.
Chris, it's Gerald here, and thanks for coming and talking to us today. In my clinic work, a lot of my chronic pain sufferers have neuropathic pain. Now, when we think of pain, we think of serious injuries and things, but are you seeing a developing trend of more and more people reporting chronic neuropathic pain or nerve pain?
I don't know that it's increasing, but it's always been quite a common condition, so particularly things like where people may have nerve injury to their feet from diabetes, that would be a common one, or perhaps pain after shingles, where again there's been an injury to the nervous system. So that neuropathic pain group or nerve injury pain group is a pretty common one.
Doctor, who is most at risk of chronic pain, would you say?
Ah, that is an interesting question. I think people definitely who have physical injuries of one sort or another are at risk. People undergoing surgery of various sorts are at risk. People, which is probably like all of us, people who are stressed by a modern lifestyle are also at risk, because the more we're stressed, the more our brain is likely to make an interpretation that we're under threat in some way and come up with the interpretation of pain.
Chris,
your
website has a superb Hunter Integrated Pain Service brief pain inventory, which gives a person the opportunity to rate their pain quite individually, because everybody interprets pain differently based on what you said before. It's how our brain interprets those signals we're getting. So pain to one is different than pain to another. This is can people access this as a printout from your website, this pain inventory?
Yes, there are plenty of good resources around on various websites at the moment around Australia and New South Wales. Yeah, so there's a number of them around. People can just Google our Hunter Integrated Pain website, or National Pain Week has been championed by one of our consumer organisations called Chronic Pain Australia. So that Chronic Pain Australia website, again, is very accessible. And another good one in New South Wales, I might just mention, is set up by the Agency for Clinical Innovation. So if people were to Google ACI and chronic pain, that again puts them onto a website with a lot of good information, including a number of different questionnaires they could use to rate their own pain.
Great, thank you.
So, Dr. Hayes, just one last question with regards to pain management. It seems like it has changed over the years. What sort of treatment is now available? What do you encourage?
Going broad is definitely good, and a lifestyle approach is good. So it is curious in a way that we used to think it was more the specific medicines like the opioids and surgery that might be helpful for chronic pain. Now we're realising, as the research has come in, that those things, although they might help in the short term, run out of legs and don't work over the longer term. So it's really the standard lifestyle things of moving well and eating well and thinking well that can have the power to gradually wind down a sensitized nervous system over time. And these are hard yards, but they can have capacity to reduce pain scores over time, but not a quick fix.
All right. Doctor, well, we do appreciate your time this morning. We thank you very much, Dr. Chris Hayes from Hunter Integrated Pain Service. Thanks for joining us on the House of Wellness.
Pleasure.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning, Larry Emder, Michelle Bridges, and of course, Gerald Quigley on 131873. Gerald, prebiotic, probiotic and antibiotic. A lot of biotics in there.
Let's start at the end. Let's start with number three. We know what an antibiotic does, Larry. It's designed to get rid of infection, bacterial infection that's been diagnosed. And they're in the news at the moment because we're talking about and I'm trying to understand antibiotic resistance. What we can do to use antibiotics more carefully, more reasonably, and even the instruction to take them till they're all finished is now being questioned. The antibiotic takes as a whole pile of that 1.5 kilogram of bacteria we have in our tummy, And there is a specific probiotic, which has a long name, it's called Saccharomyces, or SB, which is the only one you can take right alongside the antibiotic, because other probiotics can actually work against the antibiotic. But there is one, Saccharomyces. Once the course of antibiotics is finished, you naturally enough have to restore normal levels of gut bacteria, and there are many, many ranges of those broad-spectrum probiotics. A prebiotic is essentially the nutrition for the bacteria in your tummy, how you keep them happy by feeding them the things they like. And it's called, it's got a long name, it's called FOS, a fructooligosaccharide, garlic, onion, artichokes, asparagus, fiber. So we keep them healthy, we maintain their health by yogurts and fermented foods, but if you do happen to be unlucky enough to get an antibiotic, look at the specific Saccharomyces probiotic to keep your tummy in good shape while that antibiotic is doing its work.
Gerald, all of that said, how do we know that we get that balance right?
Your tummy will tell you.
Right.
Your tummy will tell you. So your digestion should be regular. You should be regular bowel motions, no bloating, no reflux. But in 10 years' time, when we're in our 10 year of House of Wellness Radio, we'll be talking about the use of probiotics in reducing cholesterol and in helping diabetes. We're learning all these things all the time of maintaining tummy wellness.
All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to that 10th year birthday of the House of Wellness. That's if I don't leave you to be the face of
the Zip Man.
Yeah, well,
I'll be living in the Bahamas somewhere as the face of Zip Man.
Zip Man. Okay. Good luck.
All right. 131-873 is our number. Betty, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning.
How can we?
I'm told I have trochanteric bursitis.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Oh dear, that's not fun, Betty. And what's being offered to you?
Well, I bought your magnesium and I bought the tablets.
Mm. So we're talking turmeric and magnesium at this stage. We're talking turmeric, Betty, and magnesium as well?
Just the magnesium.
Okay.
The only thing that stops the pain is when I lie down. I've tried, I don't like Indone.
No.
The paracetamol doesn't work.
No.
And the only thing that stops it is when I lie down, and then if I get the pain very often, and if I can only just get to the bedroom to lie down sometimes.
Yeah.
And the pain goes very quickly.
Betty, your hip bursitis is a major challenge. Now, there is one other nutrient which is quite specific for bursitis, and it's got three letters, M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary, MSM powder, and you can buy that. But what you need to do is discuss with your doctor a pain management plan where you get a range of different pain-relieving medications to keep your pain under control, as well as, and I can see Michelle nodding, some gentle exercise plan to keep you moving without causing pain.
I have two exercise classes.
Good.
Unfortunately, they won't be through August. They'll start again in September.
Yes.
I have been to a couple as a trial, and I can't do it.
Michelle, would Betty benefit from, say, an exercise physiologist, someone who specialises in particular exercises?
Absolutely. And they'd be able to perhaps give you some rehabilitation exercises. Mm. Just even minimal movement from a chair, perhaps.
Yes. This is incredibly painful, hip bursitis. It's debilitating, Betty. I'm feeling your pain. I know two or three people with this, and they really are struggling with their quality of life, because they can't do what they used to be able to do, like play golf or whatever. So
I had a mate of mine who had this exact issue, and they had some acupuncture and got a lot of good results from that.
Well, see, that's thinking outside the square, Betty. That might be worth considering. Run it past your doctor. If he says no, say why. Why not? Because sometimes going outside the square can give you results that are unexpectedly good. So best wishes. We hope it resolves, and we hope you get over it and get some quality of life back.
Right, thank you. Now, you said MSM.
MSM. Right? Yes, it's a powder, Betty. It won't interfere with any other medicines, but it's quite specific for bursitis.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty. Good luck with all of that. Kate, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate. How can we help?
I had a question about colds and flu.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had one for 27 years.
Well done. You obviously look after yourself, Kate.
I don't know. I always see them as a good cleanse out of one's system. And over the last few years, I've been getting quite jealous. Everyone's got a cold.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Nothing to be jealous of, Kate. Just because everyone's got one, you don't need one.
So even when I have like a couple of snotty nose sneezing in my face and coughing all over me, I'm kind of going, I hope I get it.
Oh, fear of missing out.
And I'm concerned. Is there a build-up of gunk inside me?
No, there's not. No, there's not. That gunk, Kate, is actually the body's response to try and eradicate and drain a build-up of breakdown bacteria that your body is obviously functioning like a temple. Your immune system is efficient. It's doing all the right things. And there's probably thousands of people listening to us saying, oh, if only that could be me. So whatever you're doing, Kate, continue doing it. You've obviously got some things in balance, stress under control.
No, not at all.
No?
No, I do eat a lot of cabbage, though.
Well, there you go. Does that mean people can't come close, Kate?
Cabbage and garlic.
Yes.
My favourite food.
Oh, cabbage. Good.
Cabbage and
garlic. Well, see, cabbages, we talked before about prebiotics. Cabbage also helps your tummy bacteria, which helps your immune system, Kate. The seat of your immune system's in your gut. So continue on, and I'm so sorry that you feel left out.
Kate, that is quite possibly my favourite call ever on the house.
Yes,
everyone around me is getting cold and flu, and I can't get one. I just want one. All right, thank you, Kate. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. Felicity, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, Felicity. Good morning.
Good morning, all.
How can we help?
Gerald, I'm 72 years old and I've been suffering for a leg cramp at night for a year.
Yes.
And until I heard from your program, this Super Bio Magnesium.
Yes, good work.
I took it for 3 months. I finished one bottle already and now I feel good.
Good. Well, now you can stop, Felicity. Now you've restored your magnesium levels. Mm-hmm. You can stop taking that. But if the cramps come back, if they do come back, just do the same again. So what you're doing is rebuilding your magnesium levels.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stop and start depending. That's the Larry Emjor vitamin, that one, magnesium, because he has that all the time as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm taking vitamin D and vitamin B complex and multivitamin.
Well done.
Can I keep taking them?
Yes, of course you can.
Medication.
No, it won't interfere with your medications, Felicity. The vitamin D is very good for lots of different reasons, but in winter particularly your immune function. Vitamin B, the water-soluble ones, we can't make those and we don't retain them. So they are really good just to supplement the fresh fruit and veggies and things that you eat. So continue on, Felicity, and stay well.
Yeah, I'm active because I try to walk 20 to half an hour every day around the block.
Good.
My blood pressure and cholesterol are good. So
you're a sensation, Felicity.
She's our poster girl.
She is.
Well done.
Felicity is a House of Wellness gold star. Felicity, thank you very much for calling in. That sounds like you're doing absolutely everything right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about menopause on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
So menopause is also known as the change of life. It's a natural occurrence marking the end of a woman's reproductive years. Most women reach menopause between the ages of 45 and 55, the average being sort of around that 51 years. We thought we should find out a bit more about menopause and how it can be made, how it can be more manageable at least. And Michelle Boyd is the clinical educator for Flawless. And Michelle joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, Larry.
What is menopause? When does it happen?
Yes, as you said, it's a natural stage of a woman's life, marking the end of her monthly reproductive cycle. It's a time that involves significant hormonal changes, and it can take a woman a number of years to go through this stage of life. And during this time, many women will suffer from both physical and emotional symptoms.
Michelle, it's Michelle here. I just wanted to ask you a question about what happens during menopause?
Yes, good question. So So as a woman approaches menopause, her ovarian function declines, and so does the production of various hormones like estrogen and progesterone. The fluctuation of hormones during this stage is recognised by many as a time of hormonal chaos, and it can lead to significant changes in the body which affect the women to varying degrees of severity. And often these symptoms are uncomfortable and bothersome, like hot flushes and sweat, along with symptoms of fatigue and sleeplessness. And they can also suffer emotional symptoms ranging from feelings of mild anxiety to irritability and even moments of sadness. The hormonal decline in menopause may also bring changes to their genital urinary area, and that can increase the susceptibility to recurrent cystitis in menopausal women.
Michelle, good morning. It's Gerald here. Good to talk to you.
Oh, hi, Gerald.
Is stress a differentiating factor that means that some women breeze through menopause, others struggle for all sorts of reasons? So is your ability to cope with the ongoing daily stresses at work and home and everything else, what role does that play?
Yes, that's an interesting area. Women in midlife have got a lot going on in their lives. You know, there's some of them are still working full-time. Mm. They may have grandchildren. And so they're suffering already, you know, the normal stresses of life. Mm. And stress can play an important role in triggering these menopausal symptoms. Like women can be fine one moment, they'll have a stressful thought, and then all of a sudden here comes a hot flush.
Mm.
So I suppose it's a good idea to speak to a healthcare professional.
Sure.
Just to try and get an understanding of what's actually going on in their life.
Michelle, you're obviously across this all the time. So do you have like a couple of general tips about making menopause more manageable, just for those that are listening right now?
Yes, definitely. Well, eating fresh and in season is always a very good thing, you know, combining good quality protein with a colourful palette of fruit and veggies. It's also important to remember to limit alcohol and caffeine, as these may promote hot flushes. So stay hydrated. This helps to manage the night sweats and tissue dryness issues. So remember to drink plenty of water. And of course, as you know, exercise has been shown to improve mood. So start your days with a bit of a mood lift. You know, get up early and take a walk in the sunshine. I think what's really important with menopausal women, because of the hot flushes, they've got to remember to try and stay cool. So layering their clothing is a really good idea, so they can just peel it off as need be. And at nighttime, sleeping in bed linen made from natural fibres like cotton is great too. I mean, they can also try a herbal medicine to ease menopausal symptoms.
Mm.
So look for a product that has evidence to support their claims, or ask your healthcare professional.
Okay, sure. So what sort of herbal options are available and that have been researched, obviously?
Well, there's Flordis femula. That's been clinically researched to ease a broad range of menopausal symptoms, like hot flushes, night sweats, also disturbed sleep, fatigue, irritability, and mild anxiety. Flordis femula, it's a well-tolerated herbal medicine, and it's an easy one-a-day dosing. So it can be conveniently taken by menopausal women during all stages of this of menopause. And if they do suffer from recurrent cystitis, there's also a product, Flordis allura, that's been clinically proven to help maintain urinary tract health. The way it works, it helps to prevent the bad bacteria from sticking to the urinary tract, so it allows the body to be able to flush it out more naturally.
Okay. Yeah, so Michelle, what we're saying is that herb, the black cohosh, is a
yes.
is a hormone balancer. Is that what we'd say? You know, is that how it would work, by balancing those wild fluctuations of estrogen that seem to be
yes.
happening?
Yeah, they do get quite chaotic, especially over that perimenopausal stage. Mm-hmm. And women may go through that stage for up to 8-9 years, some women a lot longer than that.
Yes.
So the way that it works, it works with the estrogen receptors.
Yes.
So that helps to balance out this chaotic hormonal time.
That's great. And get some advice. That's the important thing, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Plenty of advice out there. All right, Michelle, we thank you very much for your time this morning. Michelle Boyd on the House of Wellness. Appreciate that.
This is the House of Wellness. Take control and treat pain with Mycinophen, and purchase any two Pain Away products at Chemist Warehouse for your chance to win a new Audi.
And some time for a couple of quick calls before we say goodbye today. Graham, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Graham. Thanks for holding on. How can we help?
I've got osteoarthritis.
Yes, yes.
In my back, and it's very, very severe. And yes. I've had a lot of pain, and it's only when I'm lying down, and I was just wondering what we could do without taking heavy medication.
Well,
Jared, I'm really worried about it.
Your doctor hopefully is arranged a pain medicine, a pain management plan for you, Graham, but in there you can actually support your quality of life with magnesium powder at night to help you sleep, fish oil to help reduce the inflammation across the board, and my favourite of that is krill, and turmeric, the betasorb turmeric, to act as a pain reliever. Now, if you're on medications from the doctor, those three things might be able to help you keep the doses of the medications lower than might otherwise be needed. So those three things again, magnesium and omega-3 oil, particularly krill, and the betasorb turmeric. And let's just get some quality of life back in and get that pain away if we can, Graham.
What was that first thing you said, magnesium?
Magnesium in powder form.
In powder, yes.
In powder form, and particularly at night to help you sleep. Krill oil is a more potent, probably easier to absorb omega-3, and the turmeric is very important as a pain reliever.
Well, thank you very much for your help, George.
Thank you, Graham. Good luck with your back.
Thanks, Graham. Now we have Tim on the phone. Gerald, we were talking earlier about prebiotic, probiotic, antibiotic, and getting that balance right, and Tim has a question around that.
Hello, Tim. How can we help?
Good morning, guys, and thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
I joined you late in the program, unfortunately. I had a couple of cool questions. One, how important and essential is this probiotic for human health? Mm-hmm. Second, the brands that you buy from the supermarkets, like those yogurt or the advertise on TV, the little blue.
Sure, yeah, there's lots of different ones.
Are they good enough or is there
I think the important thing is, Tim, that we don't put all our eggs in one basket. It's a bit like Michelle says about exercise. Any exercise is good for you, and small amounts become cumulative in their benefits. And it's the same with gut health. So having yogurt for breakfast on your cereal, terrific. Eating garlic, asparagus, those prebiotic foods I mentioned, wonderful. If you wish to take a probiotic supplement, you can. Bear in mind, some of them have to be kept in the fridge, and it's often easy to forget them. So there are other brands that don't require the refrigeration, and they're easier to take. So it's a matter of just piling all these benefits up, Tim, and the accumulated benefits will help keep those 1.5 kilogram of bacteria happy.
What I meant by yogurt,
Greek-style yogurt, yes.
No, yogurt.
That's one of the brands. Yes, look, there's a whole string of them, Tim, and it really is a personal choice. But it's the regular use of those where you will see the benefits. So if that suits you, wonderful.
All right. Good luck with that,
Tim. Good on you, Tim.
And thanks for calling in. Well, we started the show about talking about exercise and the research out of the University of Eastern Finland that found that at any age, exercise is good for you. We'll keep the brain working properly, get the memory going. Michelle, you got some exercise tips for us today.
Well, look, I think probably the biggest thing I always get asked, what's your tip? What's your number one tip? And I think my number one would have to be consistency.
Yes.
Whatever it is that you choose to do, whether it go for a walk, go to the gym, play a game of tennis, dance, pole dancing, Larry. I know that's probably been an exercise that you've been interested in for many years.
Yeah, well, I tried that once at the bus stop and they asked me to stop. Yeah,
no, whatever it is, it's about habit and routine. I have an aunt of mine who every morning, for as long as I can remember, would get up, lay on the floor and do some stretching and mobility exercises. I have a girlfriend of mine who every morning gets up and takes her dog and her husband for a walk in the sunshine. They have a great time. I'm fairly consistent as well with my exercise, and it's really just about, like, you brush your hair every day, you make your bed every day, you take a shower every day, you do a bit of exercise every day, and those people who are consistent and regular, it's just really a part of their lifestyle.
And no excuses. You can't say it's too cold or I'm too old or anything. You can always do something.
Yeah, I mean, everyone will always be thinking, oh, she's meaning hard exercise. No, I would love for people just to do a stretch every day. You know, get out of bed do 5 minutes of stretching. You'd be amazed at what that will do for you.
Yeah.
I've just brought up my diary on my phone, Michelle, and at 4 o'clock every day I say, have you walked or been to the gym today?
Right.
Mm. How about that? That's a reminder that comes
up. Yeah, well, they have those watches that give little buzzes to you and say, you should get up and do some movement. But look, I think even if you're just sitting there listening right now, just do a couple of back stretches and some upper body stretches and circle your arms both directions, and straight away you feel better.
And just quickly, if you do all of that, you could be the next Zipped legend. You could be the face of the Zipped Man fragrance.
Wow. And two-year contract featured in the magazine, the House of Wellness magazine, Lift Out.
There's just one small detail here.
Oh, there's always a dampener,
you
Michelle.
Do have to send in a photograph of yourself shirtless.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gerald. So just send in those photos, Gerald.
It's called photo shopping.
Gerald, I'm, as you know, I'm nearly 53, so I'm applying to be the face of Zapped, which is another one. Gerald, your $100 gift voucher today.
Yes, the winner today of the $100 gift voucher is a call that we've never, ever had. And, Kate, that's you who wants to be unwell, Kate, and that's just something that none of us want to do. So, Kate, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse this week. Thanks, everybody, for your calls.
Have you ever heard of anything like... No. I love the way Kate positioned it, too. Like, everybody around me gets colds and flus. I don't jealous. Get them. I'm jealous. I'm really missing out.
Good call, Kate. It made us laugh. That's great.
All right, Gerald, thank you for that. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michelle.
Don't forget consistency, everyone. Be consistent.
Be consistent. All right,
Michelle's looking at me like, you are never going to be the face of Zipped. You are never going to do that. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for your calls today. We hope that you have a great day. Plenty of good information. And next week's show is a ripper, so we look forward to your company then. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Gerald.
Bye, Goodbye. Larry. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.